Turn with me to Judges 17. And as you're turning there, I'd like to talk to you about this passage. This story begins with a man named Micah. And he's confessing to his mother that he stole 1,100 pieces of silver from her. She had spoken a curse over the person who had stolen the money from her. And that quickly changes to a blessing when she realizes that that's her son. Let's pick this up in verse 3. It says, he then returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother, and his mother said, I wholly dedicate this silver from my hand to the Lord for my son, to make a graven and molten image. Now, therefore, I will return them to you. So he stole from her, gave it back, and she said, let's worship the Lord by breaking the second commandment and make a graven image. Reading on, this gets better. Micah goes on to make an ephod, a shrine, and household idols. And then he made his son the priest over all of these idols. This still wasn't good enough. A Levite came, and he paid that Levite, who was supposed to dedicate his life to the worship of the Lord, and that Levite became the priest over his household of graven images. Talk about a lesson in missing the point. This Exodus 20, verse 5, commandment-breaking idol was supposed to be in dedication to the Lord. But the story isn't about that at all. The star of this story is a household's dedication to idol worship. When we read verse 6, and it says, in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Simple logic would tell us that what was right in Micah's eyes was not right in the Lord's eyes. Micah was an idolater. His and his mom's sense of worship were way off the mark. Seems like an extreme example. It's easy to look at this passage and go, wow, I'm glad I'm not like that. I wonder what chapter 18 says. And skip over it altogether. I don't want to do that today. I want us to think through our week. When did we, against all conventional wisdom, worship something other than God? Maybe you interviewed for a job and that was going to solve your problems. Maybe you started the job that was supposed to solve your problems. Maybe you were very excited about the peace that comes from sending your kids off to school. Or maybe you were devastated about the quiet of having your kids in school. Maybe you had an accomplishment at work go unnoticed. Maybe you had accomplishment at work go very noticed. Maybe you fill in the blank. I'll confess to you that I picked this topic for the communion message this week because I saw that my idol worship was illogical in a very embarrassing way. So the question I have is why? Why are we so prone to worship something other than God? Why would we? Is it so easy to put our circumstances in the place of worship over God? Why are we, as John Calvin argues, factories of idols? Why do we put things in a pedestal over the Lord of the universe? I believe this is because we have a wrong or insufficient view of God and his saving work on the cross. If we take the time to remember that our lives are full of sin and are therefore way short of God's standard, and God, in his perfect plan, went to the cross to suffer and die in the place of the punishment we deserve, how can we do anything except worship him? How can we worship idols when we remember that he asks us to put our faith and trust in the one that died on that cross and will be saved? 1 John 5:21 warns the believer to guard yourself from idols. And the way he asks us to do that is to worship the God that saved you and changed you. To take your eyes off of the horizontal and look vertically. So here we come to the part of our service where we have a piece of bread, we have a cup of juice, and those are there to represent the body and blood of Christ so that we can remember right now what Christ did for us. I'd like to challenge you to not just remember that in the next 5 minutes, not just in the next 45 minutes, but throughout this week, intentionally, without hesitation, look up to God. If you do not know the gospel or do not put your faith and trust in Christ as your Savior, I would like to ask you to let the elements pass by. But I would also challenge you to read Scripture this week and see what Christ has done for those that believe. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me, the person that brought you, or any of the elders more about this. Those that do put their faith and trust in God for their salvation, please take your elements on your own today.